headlines in rhymes.
For me, the biggest story of the week, if you really want to know, hey, is Shakir Ahmed getting released from the despair of Guantanamo Bay. 13 years of his life the Americans had taken away. He was innocent, they knew it, yet they forced him to stay. We're all just glad that he's home now and that he's okay, but someday the US for its oppression will pay. Global markets falling, the dollar could too, it's heading that way. Then the All Blacks had won the World Cup, but all focus fell on our brother, Hamza Sonnybull Williams, giving a kid his medal, hugging him like a father. The world was amazed by this wonderful gesture. His akhlaq stood out, showing ikhlas throughout, Islam a defining factor. A Russian plane crashed in Egypt, Sinai. ISIS said they brought it down, but Russians said, comrades, don't lie. Then a Soviet airplane went down, this time in Sudan, and conspiracy abound whether ISIS the deed had done. Investigations continue in the dark of the night and in the scorching sun. Khalema Motlanthe was scathing in his attack on ANC policy. He didn't hold back at criticizing the fallacy of the Zuma administration, but some said it was jealousy. What happens next? Well, we'll just have to wait ANC. SA drought confirmed and now our water needs to be used sparingly. Don't use so much water when showering, wudooing. Let's treat this matter caringly. Crops are dry, farmers they cry, watching their means of income wither and die. Oscar Pistorius was back in the dock, but he'd be in for a shock as Barry Roos' performance flopped. The I put it to you guy was heard saying I'm going to lose, but guess what Barry, to us this isn't news. Try not to blow a fuse or make up a lame excuse. If Harry Nell was a ship, he'd definitely be on a cruise, floating into the weekend. Headlines in rhymes, I'm out.
Headlines in rhymes.